The word today is fortress. Welcome to The Word Today with pastor and Bible teacher Paul Schrader. Ancient fortresses were built for protection against enemies. God wants us to know that He will protect us against our enemies. He is almighty, all-powerful. Nothing can overcome Him. We are secure and safe when He watches over us. Here to help us remember this is Pastor Paul Schrader on The Word Today, Fortress.
I've been thinking lately about fortresses. Some years back, I had the opportunity to take a day off. I was leading a group through Israel and Jordan, and I had read about some mysterious castles, or fortresses we could call them, out in the middle of the Jordanian desert. There were several of them, seven or eight of them at least, and no one really knew who built them. They didn't even know what era of history they had come from. Some thought that they were hunting lodges, and others said no, they were for protection. Others felt they were just kind of a palace almost for some of the wealthy kings that wanted to travel, especially if they were hunting out in the desert and so on. And so I hired a guide from one of the tourist agencies in Amman, Jordan, for an all-day trip out into the desert. Oh man, was it ever a fantastic trip. And the guy spoke very little English. As a matter of fact, I had to kind of demonstrate to him when I said something about eat. I rubbed my stomach, you know, and chewed a little bit to let him know I was hungry. We had taken beverages along, mostly Coke and water, and so whenever I'd indicate I wanted to stop for a drink, he would stop. He had those in the trunk of the car, and yet every time I indicated I was hungry, he just more or less ignored it and nodded his head. Yes, he agreed, but not now. Later, 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 he'd keep saying, later, later. Well, I found out toward the end of the day, after many, many hours driving around and stopping at these really significant buildings out in the middle of the desert, I found out that he was trying to get me back to Amman, to the city, where he had been given instructions by the tourist agency that he was to buy me a very, very special deal in a very oriental cafe, where they had oriental music, where you would sit on cushions on the floor and serve some fantastic dishes. And that's what he was waiting to make sure that I got fed properly, you know, as he had been told to do. So anyway, fortresses. Were these fortresses? I'm not sure, but they were very ornate. I have seen fortresses, for instance, in Israel. The Crusaders had built some there back in about 1100 A.D., you know, all of these fortresses, very thick walls, very, very few openings. Sometimes there would be slits where you could fire a bow and arrow out of or shoot a spear out of and so on. But the main thing was for protection. Now, maybe in your life you don't feel at this moment a need for protection, but I'll tell you, there's a lot of things that can come our way that create fear in us. And so David, when he wrote the 46th Psalm, talks about God being his fortress. And I'll tell you, if you have a Bible handy near you, make sure that you turn to Psalm 46. As a matter of fact, he calls God our refuge and our strength. Think of a fortress there, that we are surrounded by him to protect us. I love other parts of the Psalms where he says, you know, we can have people dying at our left and at our right. Sometimes he talks in terms of thousands. A thousand may be killed at your right or at your left, and he's dramatizing this. And God simply says that if it is God's will that you not be harmed, even though they're dying on your right and your left, it will not come near you. He will protect you and guard you and spare you whatever that enemy force is that's coming after you. Now, in Psalm 46, we run into a word that's not translatable from the Hebrew. It's the word Selah, S-E-L-A-H. Some commentators have simply said it's a word that means something like hallelujah, or it's an expression of faith, like so be it, or this is true. And indeed, that could be what it is. Others say that it's a musical term, and that the Psalms, which were the hymnal of the Old Testament, that it was a pause in the music and maybe an interlude of a harp or some sort of a flute would play there. Whatever that word means, it kind of divides up the psalm, and there are three of them in Psalm 46. Now, the first five verses are the first section, and it talks about God being our protection and our care. I love the fact that it points out there is still no need for you to fear, even though the earth gave way. Now just think of that. Let's say you're standing outside somewhere, and all of a sudden the whole world drops away, and there you are on one square foot of ground. Even then, God says, you have no need to fear, because he will be your refuge and your strength, and he will watch over you. What a fantastic thought. Just think of that. Beginning at verse 4, the first three verses are that first section, and beginning at verse 4 is the second section, and it talks about all of the things that could go wrong. Nations could be in uproar, kingdoms could be falling. All God has to do is lift his voice, and the earth would melt away. We have an almighty, all-powerful God who is watching over us and protecting us. He doesn't have to summon up a big army or some great power in order to defend us. He himself is our defense. And so we say in this psalm, and I like the fact that we can pause here and say Selah, meaning just rest a minute and think about how true this is, or if you can just imagine musical instruments playing a little interlude there to give us a little space of time to think and to kind of focus our prayer, so that in the next section, beginning at, you know, my eyes are so poor these days that I have trouble in some Bibles seeing these little verse numbers. It's verse 8, where we're invited to come and see the works of the Lord, how he rules over all things. He makes wars to cease to the ends of the earth. He breaks the bow and shatters the spear. He burns the shields with fire. I love verse 10. I think if you were going to circle one verse number to indicate it is the key verse of this psalm, it would probably be verse 2, where it says, you don't have to fear. And then I think verse 10. I would circle those two verses, verse 2 and verse 10. Be still and know that I am God. I just love that. You know, finally God says, why don't you just shut up with all your murmuring, all your complaining, all your screaming, all your yelling. Just be still. Be still. Shut up. Be quiet. Know that I am God. I will be exalted among the nations. I will be exalted in the earth. The Lord Almighty is with us. The God of Jacob is our fortress. That's where we get the theme of this key chapter, Psalm 46. He is our fortress. He will protect us. He will guard us. He will deliver us. Now, this entire psalm, I would think, is one that you would want to put in the front cover of your Bible with other key verses and other key chapters, so that when the time does come and you feel totally overwhelmed, and you're just in need of some comfort, you would turn to this chapter, Psalm 46. David knew that his strength was only in the Lord. He knew that. There was no other hope. And finally, the bottom line, I'll tell you, I've been at this point where I've felt wiped out and totally unable to rise up to the occasion in terms of getting my strength back. And there really is no hope. You know, sometimes you can count on other people. That's true. Thank God there are Christians that help one another and pray for one another. Thank God for that. But ultimately, even the people that love you and are willing to help and take time to help, you know, even on those occasions, they might not be there. They could have died the month before, or they may have been dead for several years already, and they're not there when you really need them. I can remember how desperate I felt when my father first passed away. 1 year before I was ready to graduate from the seminary, and I thought, oh man, how I could have used him and his knowledge and his help and his assistance. And here now, he's gone and not available to me. Well, that was a loss, of course, but ultimately God is our help. That's why we should have no fear, trusting in him and knowing that he has the power. All he has to do is say one little word and the earth would melt away. He is in total and complete charge, total and complete power. So the fantasticness of this psalm is realizing that God is in charge, God is with us. So I hope this psalm will become one of your favorites. If you want to memorize any verse and kind of have it for your daily use in terms of saying, I want to commit a little part of Scripture to memory so that I can remember it and think about it whenever the case requires it, I would say that would be verse 10. Be still and know that I am God. God is speaking here. Be still, be quiet, and know that I am God. I will be exalted. You know, we need to praise him and give him thanks and declare his wondrous works. That's why he wants us to make a witness to everyone that we come in contact with, not only our immediate families, but our neighbors and friends, people we work with, anyone we see. Let's share Christ and tell them about the Savior and his forgiveness and his love for them. So there are people that don't even know God loves them. There are people that fear God because they don't know he loves them and gave them a Savior. So let's commit this verse 10, be still and know that I am God. It'll serve us well. I hope Psalm 46 will become one of your favorites and that you'll use it often in your life.
Thank you, Pastor Schrader, for your message today. We always appreciate your helpful thoughts and biblical insight. And thank you, friends, for joining us for The Word Today. We would really enjoy hearing from you, so why don't you take a moment and write us a note today? And when you write, be sure to request the booklet by Pastor Paul Schrader entitled Judgment. A foundational belief of the Christian faith is that Jesus Christ will come again to judge the living and the dead. A promise of doom to the unbeliever, but of great hope to the believer. So write today for your free copy of Judgment. Our address is The Word Today, Box 77, Greendale, Wisconsin, 53129. That's The Word Today, Box 77, Greendale, Wisconsin, 53129. Please remember that your financial gift helps this program to stay on the air. Also, your free will offerings help us add new stations to proclaim God's Word around the world. You may be interested to know that we also broadcast in 46 foreign languages. Please pray that God will help us continue to expand. Once again, our address is The Word Today, Box 77, Greendale, Wisconsin, 53129. That's The Word Today, Box 77, Greendale, Wisconsin, 53129. Every week at this time, we bring you a study on a word that applies Christian principles directly to your life. We hope you'll join us again next week for The Word Today.